members of Ramsey Solutions, broadcasting from the Pods Moving and Storage Studio. It's the Ramsey Show, where debt is dumb, cash is king, and the paid-off home mortgage has taken the place of the BMW as the status symbol of choice. We help people build wealth, do work that they love, and create actual amazing relationships. Thank you for joining us, America. Rachel Cruz, number one best-selling author, Ramsey Personality. My daughter is my co-host today. Open phones at 888-825-5225. That's 888-825-5225. Jennifer's in Phoenix to start off this hour. Hi, Jennifer. How are you?
I am just wonderful. How are you today?
Better than we deserve. What's up in your world?
Exactly. Hi, Dave. I am calling because I had purchased the 2023 Kia Niro and had complete buyer's remorse after I got it. So I took it back and I got a 2019. Now I'm regretting that and I'm about ready to just sell it, give it back. I think it's too late to give it back and just walk everywhere. How do I get out of all this mess that I created?
I mean, is it realistic to walk everywhere, Jennifer, or are you just kind of being funny?
I'm just kind of being funny.
Yeah, okay. But you're just tired of the car remorse of all the decisions you've been making.
Exactly.
So how much do you owe on this car?
This new car, $32,000.
Okay. And what's your household income?
My household income is $52,000.
Okay. Well, your buyer's remorse is logical because it was a bad decision.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I agree.
But you're past the point of being able to return it because you've owned it for a while, correct?
Correct. That is correct. A couple weeks.
So you're going to be selling it and likely taking a loss.
Likely.
And
exactly.
Then you're going to have to get something cheap that you can afford to drive. Do you have any money?
Cash? No.
Okay. Do you have like a mutual fund that's not in retirement, or do you have any money you can get your hands on?
No.
Okay. All right. What did you get rid of? What were you driving before?
Something I should have never gotten rid of. I had a 2017 Kia Soul that I only owed $12,000 on.
Yeah, that was probably about right with the idea we were going to turn around and get that paid off. So you were about where you needed to be. So we need to move back that direction, and there's probably going to be some financial pain involved. Like you might lose a couple grand in this move back towards your old car, right?
Correct.
And you'll probably finance that into the deal. And when I do something stupid and... Jennifer, I've done a lot of stupid stuff, a lot bigger than this, okay? I always just call, when it costs me money, I always just say, Dave's paying stupid tax. So I think Jennifer's getting ready to pay some stupid tax.
Mm-hmm, I believe so.
And you got car fever, and instead of taking a cold shower, you bought a car.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You get it.
Yeah, well, I've been there. I've done it too. I know what it feels like. And that's what gives you that bad taste on the back of your tongue called regret, right?
Mm-hmm, exactly.
So the good news is that you can fix this. The bad news is it's going to hurt. And the good news is you will learn the lesson so thoroughly you will never do this crap again.
Oh, yes.
You've already had enough emotional pain to never do it again, hadn't you?
Oh, I have. Yes. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, and don't be hard on yourself, Jennifer. I mean, I know it's frustrating and you're like, oh my gosh, this is going to cost me, just like Dave was just saying. But, you know, but it's happened, right? And so don't be sitting here for months and months and months just beating yourself up over it either. Give yourself some grace and learn from it, because that's the best. I mean, that's really the best thing that you can do is to say, okay, I'm never going to make that mistake again. But what you're saying, Dave, though, for her today, for her to go.
Yeah.
Sell it,
and move down to a $10,000 car,
and take a loan out for the $10,000.
You're going to take out for the $10,000, and you're probably going to be $2,000 in the hole on this flip.
Yeah,
flipping back out of this because you probably paid retail for it, and you're probably not going to get retail for it on the flip. So somewhere in there, and that's the thing. So when I filed bankruptcy, Jennifer, I did a whole lot dumber things than you've done. I was 28 years old. Rachel's right. You don't want to be too hard on yourself, but I do want to separate two things there. I was not hard on myself. I never said you're stupid.
the decision, though.
But I did do some stupid stuff.
Yes, yes.
And I wanted to be really hard on the stupid butt decision.
Yep.
To where I never go back there again. But that's different than being hard on, you know, carrying around shame.
Right, right.
Conviction is different than shame. Mm-hmm. Conviction is I did a stupid thing. Shame is I am stupid. And I am not personally stupid, but I have done some unbelievably stupid things in my life. I'm 62. I've had a lot of chances at it, you know? So there you go. All right, Brittany's with us in Birmingham. Hey, Brittany, welcome to The Ramsey Show.
Hi, how are you?
Great. How can we help?
Yeah, so my question is kind of more of a moral thing than a money thing. So my husband is 25 and I'm 23. We've been married for just over a year, and we've recently kind of decided that we want to start seeing where every penny of our money goes. And both of our parents love you. We've grown up, you know, going to your classes and reading your books, so we know everything. And my mother-in-law decided that she wanted to offer us some advice, so we started to take some of her advice. And then one day she came to us and said, I just want to go ahead and make your budget for you. And I immediately laughed this off, and I thought, this is crazy. Like, I would not do that. I think she's joking. But my husband thought that it was a really good idea, and I begged and pleaded with him to not let her do this. And so I finally got him to agree for us to work on our budget together alone, and I thought it would be for our eyes only. But in the middle of us writing down our paychecks, like our bills and things like that, he called his mom and asked her to come over. And she came over to our house and looked at everything.
Do you hear the helicopter blades?
Yeah. And she came over and she looked at everything. And I, while she was on the way after he hung up, I begged and pleaded with him to not let her come over. I cried. I was like, please don't do this. I wanted to do this together. And he told me that I was acting like a child. And that it was ridiculous for me to be acting this way, and it was perfectly okay for his mom to look at our budget.
Who's the child? And I'm like, oh my god.
Who's the child here? He's the mommy's boy.
Jeez.
Exactly. And I said this, and I told my parents, and my parents were furious. They were like, what is he thinking? Basically, she came over and looked at everything, and he even let her take it home with her. And do it herself.
Okay, so Brittany, you're 100% right. You're not crazy. You need to stop this from happening. This is a boundary violation. Helicopter mommy and mommy's boy need to learn the idea that the Bible says leave and cleave. You leave your parents and you cleave to your spouse.
And that includes you too, Brittany, instead of calling your parents.
Yeah, don't call your mommy and daddy.
Yeah, y'all need to,
a marriage counselor and duct tape.
And it's okay
involved,
to ask.
Right?
Yeah.
No, absolutely not.
Ask for wisdom, but do it yourself.
There you go.
I think that's a fair. We could wrap back on this because there's
no
thoughts.
Let's just do it. Let's come back on it. This is The Ramsey Show. So here's a quick math refresher. There are only 24 hours in a day, so your business needs to streamline tasks that are time suckers and focus on activities that make money. So to reduce headaches as they scale, smart businesses use NetSuite by Oracle, the number one cloud financial system. NetSuite helps you improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform. So join the more than 37,000 smart businesses like Ramsey Solutions that have done the math and graduated to NetSuite. And right now you can download NetSuite's KPI checklist absolutely free at netsuite.com/Ramsey. That's netsuite.com/Ramsey. Rachel Cruz, number one best-selling author, Ramsey Personality is my co-host. We're talking with Brittany, 23 and 25 years old. Her mother-in-law inserted herself into their budgeting process.
Husband.
Her mother-in-law.
Brought it in.
Her husband, but her mother-in-law inserted herself, too, pretty aggressively, into the budgeting process. Brittany doesn't think that's okay. We're kind of in agreement there. And, you know, the both parents are big fans, and I want to help this young couple, some appropriately, some inappropriately. Is that about how far we got, Brittany?
Yes.
Okay. So where do we stand today?
So she took the budget home with her, and basically a few days later, we both got a text message in a group chat with her. She had written everything out that we make and said, this is what you save from this paycheck and blah, blah, blah. And I texted her very nicely and said, we will decide what we do with our money. And she didn't like that. My husband didn't like that. He thought that I was being rude to her. I have suggested marriage counseling. I have suggested going to counseling, and he does not, believe in that. He doesn't think that that stuff works. He refuses to go. So that's not really an option. I am just calling to get some advice to see, if I'm crazy for thinking that this is completely wrong. And, my parents also agree with me. They think that it's absolutely insane. And, yeah, so I'm just calling for advice to see what you have to say.
So when it comes to relationships, Brittany, and money, what we always find is usually it has to do with, there's the problems and the issues going on within the relationship. It's not about the budget. It's about that your husband didn't listen to you. Your husband didn't respect your opinion, shooed you off like you were a child, and kept bulldozing his way through, right? That to me, yes, your mother-in-law doing the budget, all of that, that's an issue. But for me, as if I were you sitting in your position, that's the issue that makes me...
My feelings are hurt, you know?
Sure. Well, yeah, you weren't listened to. So,
but let's make sure that you, what Rachel's saying, you're getting this. Your feelings don't need to be hurt at your mother-in-law. They need to be hurt at your husband.
Yeah.
Yes. Exactly.
He's the problem. She's the symptom.
That's right.
Yeah.
So Brittany, if I were you guys, you've been married less than a year?
Yes, over a year.
Yeah. I would find people in his life that you guys have a really great relationship with. And I don't know if that's friends. It doesn't need to be family. I don't know if that's friends. I don't know if there's like a mentor or someone that he really looks up to. But you need someone else speaking into this versus us sitting here in Nashville. You know, we can give you our advice, but really to have people walk with you, because he needs to get to a point of humility to be able to say that therapy's not wrong. And I know some people have like this weird thing about it, but to go to marriage counseling. But to hear other people speak into his life, because I'm scared that it's like he's so tunnel visioned into what he wants to do, including bringing his mom into the situations, that you're not being heard within your marriage. Mm-hmm. And I want to make sure you're communicating it well too, right? That you're not, you know.
Yeah, I don't think you need to text her about this again. I think you need to bust him.
Yes, and I've tried to have that conversation.
No. You just blew it off. There is no excuse for you to go after her again. She's not the problem. She's the symptom. I want you to direct all of your force into your marriage relationship.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause that's where all of this is.
I have, and all I'm met with is you're acting like a child, you're being ridiculous, you're being rude.
Yeah, I heard you say that. But my point is that doesn't then you turn left and go text her. Which kind of verified what he was saying. And so instead of going at him, because this guy's relationship with his mom is about three notches too far over the edge. Okay? Period. Mm-hmm. Period. Anybody listening is going, this is a problem. He's got a mama's boy syndrome. And everybody listening is going, yeah, that's kind of obvious, you know, everybody but him and his mom. And so the good news is this young boy has a chance to grow up and be a man now and be a husband. And he's got an opportunity to step into manhood. And the part of that is loving and respecting your mother as an adult at a bit of a distance.
That's right.
And with reasonable boundaries. And
listening to your wife.
Hello.
And at least, I don't know. That's my problem in this
whole
conversation.
And you need to quit running to your mom and dad. Y'all are both acting like your children, okay? The two of you need to take this inside your house, inside your four walls, and jump on the fact that your relationship is busted, and his respect for you, your all's ability to communicate, your all's ability to problem solve without bringing in outside forces called in-laws is limited. And you need some new tools to work on that. So, yeah. Do you guys attend a good church by chance?
We don't at the moment. I work on Sundays, and he works. He's on call. He's a lineman.
So you don't have a good pastor's connection that you could use to just sit down with a pastor?
Not at the moment.
Okay, that's fair. All right. Then you do just need to get a hold of a good marriage counselor, or call a good local pastor there in Birmingham and just see if they'll meet with you. But, you are not being childish. No, you're not being unreasonable to not want her in there. Possibly some of your reactions to the whole situation once you lost it were childish. I don't know about that. But, this is a relationship question. It is not a budget question. This is a boundary violation. If Sharon Ramsey inserted herself into Rachel and Winston's
Daniel, it'd be her son.
That'd be the same thing. Yeah, into Daniel's situation, Daniel would not allow that. Allison would not allow that, and I would not allow her to do that. there'd be a lot of not allowing here. It's called boundaries.
And, yes, but for young, let's go on.
And
the,
I'm the guy that teaches America how to do a budget, by the way. And I haven't ever done a budget for any of my grown married children ever.
And
once.
I remember coming up to the house. Winston and I were probably married about 2 years, and there was a money thing. I can't remember what it was. It was like we had some money, and it was like, should we invest it here? Should we say put it in a meet? Like we were. It was a pretty basic question. And you wouldn't answer it. You're like, well, what do you guys think? What do you think? What do you think? What do you think? I'm like, I don't know what to think. That's why I'm asking you.
Should have called
me
into the show, Rachel.
I should have called into the show. I would have gotten the answer. I know. But for real, though, there's a balance in overbearing, but then young couples listening to have wisdom speak into your life.
Yeah, she apparently is good at doing a budget. It would have been nice to have her input if it wasn't controlling.
Exactly.
But you can't ask this woman for anything because she doesn't know when to stop.
I know.
She's like that bulldog I had. Knew when to stop eating, so I'd get fat.
Okay,
I had to just cut the food off.
I'm thinking about all the young couples, though, listening, and they've been married for a year and a half, and they don't know. Maybe they have questions about their money, and maybe their parents are really great at money. What is the appropriate?
I think you can ask for help with that and ask for input on anything.
If
both
parents. Are good.
If you're both good with that, number one. But number two, if the person you're asking has reasonable boundaries and is not going to artificially insert themselves over the line into the situation. Okay? Now, one of the reasons you got the answer you and Winston got was you're asking me, but also you're asking me in the sense that you need to understand your husband has married into this family at that time. This is what's going through my head when you're asking me this question that is bigger than life, that takes up all the air in the room, and that everywhere we go, it's all about Dave, and it'd be nice for something to be about Winston. And so I'm like, no, I'm not getting in this. If it had been a normal situation, I would have answered the question as your dad. But because we're not normal, we're weird. You know, I got to give Winston some space.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I push back on y'all. I'm like, y'all go figure it out. You kind of know the answer. And he already knew the answer probably. But I didn't want him thinking that he was in my shadow. He's the son-in-law.
Right, right.
You know, and because I got a big old shadow, you know, and so I got to be careful with that. And it's just, you got to really work this stuff in your head relationally because it gets all screwed up fast.
It does. It's sticky.
Sticky, sticky,
sticky.
Wicky.
Thanks, Brittany, for calling. Good luck.
Yeah. Work on it, kiddo. Work on your marriage and your husband, not your mother-in-law. This is The Ramsey Show. Guys, it's no secret that the real estate market is weird right now. So go with a mortgage company you can trust to have your back. Churchill Mortgage. Churchill is Ramsey trusted because they're stable, reliable, and focused on you. At a time when a lot of companies are being bought out or going out of business, count on Churchill Mortgage to stick around. They've been doing things the right way for over 30 years, and they'll keep doing them the right way for 30 more. Get started at ChurchillMortgage.com.
This is a paid advertisement. NMLS ID 1591, NMLS ConsumerAccess.org, Equal Housing Lender, 1749 Mallory Lane, Suite 100, Brentwood, Tennessee, 37027.
Rachel Cruz, Ramsey personality, number one best-selling author. My daughter is my co-host today. This is The Ramsey Show. Rachel and I and all the Ramsey personalities just returned from being gone off and on through the month of November to different cities, from Sacramento to Minneapolis to San Antonio, and I'm leaving out Phoenix. We've been all over the place. And so this last weekend we were in San Antonio. The week before we were in Minneapolis. While I was in Minneapolis, a guy came up to me during one of the picture lines. We were doing pictures and signing books with people and all this stuff. Handed me this, and he said, he's a high school teacher teaching our high school curriculum. Can you give our high school class a shout out?
Oh.
So here we go. Community Christian School, Wilmer, Minnesota, Mr. Nelson's class.
Aww.
Consider yourself shouted out.
Mr. Nelson.
Look
at you keeping a sheet
look
of paper around.
Carried it in my pocket.
I'm impressed.
Since Minneapolis. So there you go.
And then look who else is from Minneapolis.
Well, I told him I would do it, so I did it. And we're blessed. We have about 48% of the high schools in America teach our high school curriculum now. And Mr. Nelson and Wilmer, Minnesota is one of them. So there you go. On the debt-free stage with future Weird People t-shirts on. I love it. Dane and Amanda are with us. Oh, also from Minneapolis.
That's why I said
look
also
at that.
From Minneapolis.
Did you graduate from Mr. Nelson's class? No.
Not quite.
Welcome, guys. Good to have y'all.
Thank you.
How much debt have you paid off?
$254,000.
Nice.
How long did this take?
3 years.
3 years.
Wow.
And your range of income?
190 to 270.
Okay. What do you guys do for a living?
I am a technology recruiter with General Mills.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a pharmacist with the VA in Minneapolis.
Okay. A technology recruiter.
Oh, recruiter, sorry.
Recruiter. I thought I've got some technology critters in the building, but we've never given them that title. We've never given them that title. I've got several, as a matter of fact.
Recruiter.
I got some of those, too.
Yes.
Oh, so it says future Weird People, so that means $254,000, and a lot of that was student loans.
Correct.
Not the house. Whoa!
Correct.
Wow, big dogs. Tell us the breakdown. What kind of debt was this?
It was credit cards, a small portion, my student loans, and then his student loans was the bulk of it, and
most
a little
of
bit
them.
Of IRS.
Oh, pharmacy school.
Mm-hmm.
Big time. Ding, ding,
mm-hmm.
ding, 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 ding,
yes.
ding.
You got it.
And IRS?
Just like a little bit of tax. It was like the cash flow during the debt. You know, you get your bill, so
oh,
we
okay.
kind of threw
right.
it in there.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Good, good. Mm-hmm. Wow. So how long y'all been married?
6 years.
6 years.
Yeah.
So halfway into the marriage, you looked up and went, there's a lot of Sally Mae in my life.
Yes.
Tell us the story. What happened?
Well, we both kind of had separate I've had it moments. Mine was we just bought a new house. We had one toddler at home, another one on the way. And I just got into my big kid pharmacist job, and we just kept running. We had more month than we had money. And so we'd go into the credit card. We'd swipe the credit card. And this was just endless cycle of trying to pay off the credit card. And with the second one on the way, it was just scary, not knowing where our money was going. And then for Amanda, summer 2019, we had an opportunity to potentially buy a lake lot next to her parents' cabin on the lake. And we were sitting in the boat on the lake talking, and we looked and did the math, and we're like, we're almost $750,000 in debt between our house and our student loans, and this would put us close to $1 million. And that was a really scary thought. So our friends Mikey and Caitlin actually ended up posting on Facebook about their journey. We had never heard your name before then. And they posted, and Amanda reached out to them, and they came over and walked us through it. And that was where we started.
Wow. Okay. So you went $750,000 lake lot, no go.
Correct.
No go.
Wow. Correct. My parents were really supportive and said, like, this cabin is basically yours as well. So my brother bought the next lot instead. So we still got big family.
Yeah. Worked out good.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Good. Yeah. Wow. And now you're free 3 years later.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're, so 3 years ago when you sit down with that couple and you guys are running the numbers and you're thinking, we're going to do this. Mm-hmm. Was the journey harder? Was it easier? Was it what you expected? Walk me through the last 3 years.
It was a lot harder than we thought. Dave and this whole show really supported us. We thought, oh, just my loans and our credit card, like the PSLF will pay off Dane's debt, like, haha. And then a year in after that, we were like, okay, it's 1% less than that of people getting it paid off. Like, we have to do it. Like, you went to school, we're going to pay off your debt. And so really the last, like, 2 years we're paying off his debt. And we had another baby. We were in weddings. We said no to a lot of things that were extra. Mm-hmm. Yeah, on the photo right there, too, we'll talk about our biggest cheerleader, his sister. But when COVID hit, too, as a pharmacist, I mean, he picked up that overtime, and I was home with the kids, and it was really stressful and hard on our marriage, him being gone and working so much, but it was still a thank you for helping everybody and helping our family ultimately, like coming home knowing, okay, that extra overtime is going to get us faster and faster, so pick up those shifts, like, fine, we cannot do things, and I'll stay home with the kids and find something to do. But it was really hard, and now that it's like, oh, I don't have to pick it up, and he got promoted in the meantime, I got promoted, like, my salary doubled during our journey. So it was really awesome, and we've had a lot of support.
Very cool. Very cool. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Proud of y'all.
Thank you.
So his sister was one of the big cheerleaders. The people you knew met from Facebook were big cheerleaders.
Yes.
Yes.
Yep.
Something good can come of Facebook. We just
Right. One of the few things. Yeah.
Who knew?
I know. And we actually just last week saw all of you, and we went with Caitlin and Mikey. So it was just a really, like,
oh, y'all were in Santa right there. Oh, you were in Minneapolis.
We were in Minneapolis.
Oh, yeah.
That's okay. Caitlin and Mikey on the video right there. Yeah. And it was like a really emotional, like, full circle. Like, we submitted our payment. It went through, like, within those last couple of days. So it was just holy crap. Like, this is real.
Yeah, we would have got you with somebody and done a debt-free scream in the hallway if we'd have known it. Oh, my gosh. Good for y'all. Well done. Very well done. Okay. What do you tell people the secret to getting out of debt is?
Communication, 100%. I mean, it changed our marriage, communicating about the money. And then, obviously, the budget. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, we're always talking about the budget, even spending an extra $20 here or there. It's like, hey, can we do this? Should we do this? And it's been huge for us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very much. We, like, feel really weird when couples say, like, I'm going to put it on my card so my husband doesn't see it or that. I was like, I ask him if I can spend $5 at Starbucks. Like, I don't get it.
And
like,
he asks you.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Like, we talk just, about it.
Because that's a lot of people's, that's a friction point for a lot of people. Is they're like, I still want this level of independence. But you guys are saying, we went all in together, correct, working as a team, and it helped our marriage, right?
Yeah.
The communication about money.
Yep.
And so that's just encouragement to couples out there that think, oh, there's like the sense of security that people have to separate it.
Yes.
But when you come together and actually lock arms, it's amazing what it can do.
Yeah, it's been so powerful. Freeing. Mm.
If you don't have that communication and you're working bazillion hours of overtime and she's stuck home with the kids and COVID's afraid you're going to die from COVID all in the middle of it and all that, you'd be going into orbit. Mm-hmm. It was already tough with communication.
Yeah.
Hard on your marriage. You're saying, it was a tough time.
Yeah.
The only way you get through that is this increase. We're going to talk about everything. We're going to talk about everything. We're going to walk it out. We're going to walk it out. And you guys are impressive. Well
Thank
done.
You.
Thank you.
That's a great job.
Well done. Couple of studs. Well done. Good stuff. Good stuff, man. Good. We got a copy of, we got the Live and Give bundle for you, a copy of Total Money Makeover to give to a friend. Maybe you can jump on Facebook and find somebody to give it to.
Oh, we will.
Baby Steps Millionaires, that's the next chapter in your story for sure, our latest number one bestseller, and a 1-year membership to Financial Peace University. Use or give any of that. It's all there for you guys, just to say we're proud of you, and thanks for making a trip all the way to Nashville from Minneapolis to do a debt-free scream.
Thank you so much.
Dane and Amanda, Minneapolis, 254,000 paid off. That includes pharmacy school. Did it in 3 years, making 190 to 270 right in the middle of a pandemic. Count it down. Let's hear a debt-free scream.
3, 2, 1.
We're debt-free! Yeah! Whoop, 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 whoop. That's how it's done, ladies and gentlemen. Wow. Don't tell me you can't do it if you went to pharmacy school. No whining. Dane and Amanda just did a mic drop on your idea. This is The Ramsey Show. I saw some recent financial statistics, and there was some pretty troubling news. When families were asked how long it would be before they faced financial hardship if a spouse died, nearly one-third said they'd be in trouble immediately. Another 44% said they'd be financially drained within 6 months. People, it does not have to be this way. Term life insurance plans are just plain cheap, and companies have made it even easier by not requiring exams in many cases. There really is no excuse to leave your family in this situation by not having life insurance. This is why I talk about Zander Insurance every day. They're committed to protecting families with the only products that I recommend. And their team keeps the entire process simple and affordable. Go to Zander.com for quick online pricing or call 800-356-4282. This has to be a priority. If your family is in this situation, you need to get this done. In case you couldn't tell, debt-free screams are a big deal around here. Folks who stand on this stage are heroes. They chose to live like no one else, and now they get to live and give like no one else. That's why we've started giving everyone who does their debt-free scream the Live and Give box. You just heard me talking about it. It's the toolkit to walk out this whole baby steps journey and live and give like no one else the rest of your life. And now it's not just for debt-free screamers. We're offering the Live and Give box to all of you. You get a copy of the Total Money Makeover, an entire year of Financial Peace University, and the Baby Steps Millionaires, all for just $99. Now, Financial Peace University is $99. So basically, you're getting the two books free if you want to look at it that way. If you're brand new to the Baby Steps, these tools, the tools in this box, will help you get out of debt and build wealth. Or if you're debt-free and you're on your way to being a Baby Steps Millionaire, this is how you can split the box up and live and give and make it into three different gifts if you want to. It's a good deal. So to get the Live and Give box, go to RamseySolutions.com/box, RamseySolutions.com/box. Our question of the day comes from Blinds.com. Find out for yourself why Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Free samples, free shipping, and with the new promos they run every month, you'll save even more. Use the promo code Ramsey to get the best deal.
Today's question comes from Casey in Arizona. This is going to sound so silly. How strict would you get with this debt payoff? We are $20,000 in debt with cars. We recently got married. I am now pregnant, and my husband refuses to buy me any soup. He wants us living off rice and chicken. I'm puking all day. Can't keep food down. And I asked
is this
him
real?
For soup yesterday.
This is real.
He makes very good money. So one can of soup wouldn't hurt, but he's also dead set on not eating or buying anything other than essentials. We're literally fighting over it. Thanks, a pregnant wife craving soup. Is that real, y'all? Oh my gosh. See, this is the problem with our jobs, Dave, that we've created.
It means we will have a job
that
forever.
We've created him. Oh no, Casey, yes.
No,
go
we
get
did not
soup.
Create him. We never told someone to do that, ever. If you mean, when we say live on beans and rice, rice and beans, if you think we mean that literally, I mean, you really need to go back to school. It's a metaphor for sacrifice, sacrificial living. The deeper you sacrifice, the faster you get out. The chances when we were dead dog broke in bankruptcy court and my wife is carrying Rachel during that moment, Rachel was born the year we filed bankruptcy, the chances of me telling Sharon Ramsey she isn't going to have any soup is about zero. Okay, I would have woke up dead.
Wouldn't have woken up?
I wouldn't have woke up at all. I'm telling you, duct tape to the bed and her standing over me with a baseball bat. It wouldn't have, man, this would not have worked, right? We are not going to do this. So, come on, man. Come on, man. I mean, really. Goodness, Rachel's now coughing.
Well, I just remember how sick I was.
You were sick.
Pregnant, and like, that's so terrible. Casey, go get soup. Go spend $10 and get you 10 cans of soup.
Tell Mr. Pharisee to lighten up a notch. Goodness gracious. Okay. No, we're not buying a new car. We're buying a can of soup. Jeez.
I don't know.
I don't know.
We're both spenders, though,
I
so we don't.
I've had people call and say, well, I'm in my husband made me get in a dumpster and get something out of the dumpster because you said, I never said that ever. Never one time did I tell a man to send his wife to the dumpster to get stuff out. Never once. But I've actually had that call one time. Oh, my gosh. These people take stuff. Listen, I get it that you got the point, but you missed the point. Okay? There's a concept here, not a detail.
Yeah.
And so it's I think it was why Jesus was frustrated with the Pharisees, right?
Oh, yeah.
You got the concept, but you got all caught up in the details.
And you went really far over.
Way over the line, the hole, the rabbit
hole. Poor Casey in Arizona. If I had your address, Casey, I would ship you a pallet of soup.
A pallet?
Yep.
Just show it.
Soup for the rest of your pregnancy.
Pallet. Costco, uh-huh. Costco, here we go. Direct to Casey's yard. Let's do a GoFundMe for Casey's soup.
I know. Yeah.
No, she doesn't need that. She needs to. She's got it. She's got what she needs now. So it's kind of low class to just yell at the top of your lungs, "I told you so," isn't it?
Well, it's one of your favorite pastimes, so go right ahead.
Yeah, because I got so much crap from the Bitcoin bros. And as George says, the Bitcoin bros are pretty much like Mary Kay. Bitcoin's pretty much like Mary Kay for young men. You know, that's what George says, and he's pretty much right. Because they can't listen to anything. Their brains are turned off if you're not going to do their thing.
Oh, right? Yeah. And, we got hit on with crypto stuff.
Oh, God, man. Every time I said don't do crypto, I'm an idiot. I'm a boomer. I'm out of touch. I don't understand. And, Dave, I would think you don't like regulation. Listen, I don't like over-regulation. When it comes to my money, I do like a wee bit. And right now, aren't you wishing you had a wee bit of regulation with FTX's Sam Bankman-Fried? I mean, there's right there in the name is a clue, right? Collapse compared to Freed. I know. I can't resist, though. The collapse is compared to Enron or Madoff. FTX's failure likened to Enron's scandal or Bernie Madoff's Ponzi scheme. This from Fox Business. The collapse of cryptocurrency exchange FTX amid reports that at least $1 billion in client funds disappeared.
Oh, my gosh.
Where are the regulators? Well, it's not regulated, which some of you were so proud of. Impacting potentially around 1 million customers has prompted comparisons to some of the most notorious financial scandals in decades, yet the magnitude of customers impacted is even larger. FTX, which at its peak was the third largest cryptocurrency exchange, filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection on Friday. Told you so. And the company confirmed over the weekend that millions of dollars worth of assets were unaccounted for. Told you so. The company's founder, Sam Bankman-Fried, faces allegations that he secretly transferred, that's called stealing, up to $10 billion from FTX to Alameda Research, his hedge fund that also filed for bankruptcy. And the company is facing a criminal probe in the Bahamas. I mean, if you can get the Bahamians upset enough about you that they go after you, because they're a pretty laid-back bunch, I'm just saying. You get them pissed off, you have really stepped in it. Wow.
Man, he did some, like, deep.
This guy's, like, off of the chain.
And is it, man, yeah. And it's just greed. I mean, like, that's, like, to the deepest core.
Oh, this is just thievery.
Well, yeah, yes, I know, but
billions.
But motivation of it, it's like,
yeah,
same.
But anybody that doesn't get it, I mean, it's the third largest Bitcoin exchange, Dave. I mean, come on. At what point, boomer, aren't you going to wake up to this new and shiny, wonderful thing? You don't know what you're talking about. Tell people to stay away from this. I've already made. Where's your money now?
Ugh.
Mr. Fried took it.
It is funny, though, because crypto, it was a hot topic. Even
it's a hot topic today.
I know, but
it's all over the news for the last 48 hours.
It's nowhere to be seen.
This may be the biggest fraud and theft in human history.
I mean, if it's bigger than Madoff,
if it's bigger than Madoff and it's bigger than Enron.
What was Madoff's? Do you know the numbers there?
No, it was 68 million or 68 billion or something. This is they're saying this is going to be larger. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's Madoff was huge though. It was massive, but it's straight up thievery. And yeah.
And those millions of people that lost their money.
Zippo. Well, sad. Sad. I lost my money when I was stupid, too. Told you so. Told you so. Mm. Oh, I hate that you lost money, guys, but I did tell you not to do this stuff, okay? I told you.
Well, I just can put a little bit in because I want to be a little bit of cool. I just got a little bit in because I'm a little bit cool. Oh, my God.
I mean, I got a friend that's a multimillionaire, and he goes, Dave, I know, but I put $10,000 in. I'm like, dude, you could lose that on the crap table in 30 seconds and not miss it. I know, that's why I did it. And I said, now you're going to lose it on that, and then you're going to act like you were cool. See, it's just, I just hate the spirit around this stuff and what it does to people because they get sucked into it, and then they get their heads taken off. And this guy, man.
Slow and steady wins the race. Predictable investments. That's the moral of the story.
There you go. Be the tortoise. Don't be the FTX hare. This is The Ramsey Show.
Hey, it's Rachel Cruz, co-host on The Ramsey Show. If you want to do your debt-free scream live on the show, visit RamseySolutions.com/debt-free-scream. We'd love for you to come to Nashville and tell Dave your story. That's RamseySolutions.com/debt-free-scream.
Hey, it's James, producer of The Ramsey Show. This episode is over, but check the episode notes for links to products and services you heard about during this episode. Thanks for listening.